It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Blitz coming. Fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper for a 12-yard touchdown reception.
It's Mike Shope.
Looks underneath, complete to Ty Johnson for a 4-yard touchdown reception.
And the Bulldog
cuts it inside, spins out of a tackle, down to the 10, to the 5, has Hollins in front of him, and into the end zone. Ray, the pile driver, Davis.
That first half, just being in those third and sixes, third and sevens, you kind of go through your third down call sheet real quickly, and you don't like to be in those situations. It took us a while to get a first down. To come out the way we did in that second half, our team played really well.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday on a Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next.
We can do that on a Monday.
I actually did sort of hesitate. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Just not sure anymore about anything. So, yeah, it's Monday. It is. Two games tonight, though. That's confusing. It feels like a Saturday. If there are two games, it should be like Saturday in December, but it's actually Monday in October. All right, so yesterday at the beginning of the postgame show, I was trying to think of like what the right word is for that game yesterday, Bills-Titans. Like, what's the word? The Bills blank the Titans. Like, what do they actually do to the Titans? They kill them? What was it actually? So I thought I would make a list of words today, just run them by you, and you just pick your favorite.
Okay. Is Maul on the list?
No.
I mean,
let's just put Maul.
That's what just came to mind right now as we were starting.
That was a mauling?
Maul. Kind of. I mean, they smoked him in the second half.
For an hour and a half, though, for half the game, I thought, like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't think Maul.
In the end, it's the end that counts.
Maul probably doesn't work.
It's how you finish. Well, that's what's challenging here.
Right.
So
right.
Let's just start with Maul. I'll give you a list of words. You tell me if you like these words more or less than Maul.
Okay.
Whoop.
I think I like that a little more than Maul.
Whoop takes the lead.
Whoop is in the pole position.
Is that W-H-O-O-P?
Whoop? That's how I would spell whoop.
Like whooping, cough.
Whoop. That's whoop.
That's whoop. That's the same, though.
I think whoop. Whoop is with a U, I think.
W-H-U-P-P?
Whoop.
All right. Well, let's see if it wins. Dismember.
No.
That wasn't a dismembering?
No.
When they played Tennessee on that Monday night with Diggs, that was a dismembering.
That was more closer to a dismembering.
I prefer those games where you never have to spend like more than an hour being like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Tennessee.
Sure.
Which maybe they were that way yesterday for the first half. Like, what is going on here?
So glad I'm not Tennessee.
How are we winning? All right. So Whoop remains the leader.
Yes.
All right. Top.
Not enough.
Not strong enough.
Yeah.
Top is any game.
Top 30 to 27.
Any game.
Yeah. Top. No.
Okay. Outclass.
I mean, that probably works.
That's my favorite so far.
Yeah.
Outclass. Because that's really where you ended up.
Yes. And an outclassing can eventually lead to a whooping.
Mm-hmm. So true.
But the first step is that you have outclassed them. And I think that, you know, sometimes that takes time in a game where, you know, teams aren't maybe that familiar with one another and sort of, you know, the better team isn't asserting itself yet, but eventually you outclass them and whoop them. I think that's better than whoop.
I do too. You know what was a whooping was the last time the Bills won in Seattle? 2004.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the last time they won there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the last time they won there, but I remember that game now.
That was a whooping.
Yes.
That was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That was not yesterday.
No.
Crush?
No.
You like outclass more than crush?
Yes.
I do. Avunculate?
What does that mean exactly?
So this is a word I thought I was making up. But I wanted to check, like,
okay.
Does that actually mean something? Uh-huh. And it does. It is a real word that means something about a man having a close relationship with his sister's son. So that's definitely not the word for this game. But that is a real word, avunculate.
Yeah, I don't think that fits.
That's not it. No, aren't you impressed that I looked that up, though?
I don't.
And not just be like, oh, that sounds like what they did. Doesn't it sound like the Bills? It's the kind of word where maybe that would sound right. The Bills avunculated the Titans.
The only consideration I would give it, I mean, now that I know the actual meaning of the word, which makes it a preposterous suggestion in this context, is that it sounds like eventually at the beginning. So and the Bills eventually
avunculate. Very good. Very good.
Doesn't work.
It seems like maybe it could mean ripping your heart out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like blood spurting out and everything.
But it means a man having a relationship, some sort of close ties with his sister's son. Very specific word.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Avunculate.
Yeah.
All right, so outclass to the leader?
Yeah.
Beat. How about beat? No, too boring.
It's
any game.
You're going to go with beat, and I'm going to go with top.
Almost done here. Nip.
No,
I just wanted to say nip.
It was not a nip.
I just wanted to say
nothing,
nip.
There was no nipping going on.
That was
on.
Not a nip.
No.
No, nip almost has to be 1 point. Exactly one.
Yeah, nip. Yeah,
the smallest possible margin.
Yeah, that was more nip. This ended up more like a shark bite, which, you know.
Which sounds more like avunculate, but.
Yeah, I what happened to him? Actually, he got bitten by a shark, and he was avunculated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seems very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
Edge, destroy, outwit. That's my whole list. I can erase this now.
Yeah, no. What did we
outclass
say? Outclass. Yeah, I like outclass.
A little bit formal, but all right.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
That is what they did. They were better than them once they got a handle on what exactly Tennessee was doing to them. I think they shut it down. And, I mean, the game was the Bills' game. As soon as they came out in the second half, got that stop, they just took the game over. What Tennessee have, 70-some yards in the second half of the game?
I don't even know.
It's a brutal showing. I mean, they had a decent half. I mean, they were ahead. So, you know, hat tip. But, yeah, I like outclassed.
There it is, then. That'll be the official word. 5-2 at Seattle this week. I mean, it's still pretty much fine, right? I said yesterday, I mean, it was kind of a weird postgame show. People were talking about Tennessee going on fourth down, and I don't know why anybody would care about that, really. But, you know, feelings, I guess. I mean, it's a pivotal play, but were the Bills not going to win the game? So, I mean, we have the benefit of knowing how it went, which everybody else uses, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of strange. Like, it wasn't exactly... What a relief, you know, yesterday? Or was it? I said there were only two possible outcomes here for this game. One, it was fine, which is what happened. Two, it would be a disaster. There's really nothing the Bills were going to do yesterday to be like,
And disaster was in the window until about quarter to 3 or 3 o'clock or so. I guess I'd have to admit, even though they did really just coast to a win in the end, it was pretty dense.
But if they win this game 13-10, Tennessee can't move the ball in the second half. The Bills struggle too. Timing's off. Allen's missing. Everybody's complaining about one thing or another with the offense.
We're talking about trading for another receiver maybe.
It sounds like a loss today if that happened.
Yeah, but you got far from that. So I think here's another word that I think fits. Encouraging? You know, are we allowed to be encouraged by what we saw from the passing game specifically in the second half of this game? I mean, they went off in the second half of this game. And I think maybe even... this is so insulting to Tennessee. We're practicing their passing game late in the game. Like, they, you know, they're still throwing up 17. I think somebody on that odd postgame show you referred to, like, was bothered by that they weren't they didn't learn from Houston, you know, run out the clock. Like, they're up by 17. Are you worried? So, you know, it was a little bit, I used to say this about the Patriots when they'd come in here to play the Bills sometimes, like, yeah, we're not really going to give you our best stuff, but we're just going to work on some things, you know. And I think the Bills maybe did a little of that late in the game with their passing game. I'd say maybe like the last two possessions when they didn't really need to be throwing. You know, it might have been, you know, fine to just grind it out, but they got some stuff right there, and Tennessee was down some corners, and that shouldn't be ignored in this. You know, the great defense that they had been given credit for coming into the game was compromised by that. But the Bills got it together, And so I'm encouraged by what the passing game looked like in this game. I hope that they can, you know, start a game like that again soon. I mean, it's not that they haven't. Jacksonville was like that. I mean, they just started throwing and just never stopped until they were so far in front that they just, you know, eventually said, okay, we're fine.
That's the exception this year, though.
Yeah, that's right. So, but I liked a lot that they found their way to, you know, Allen had his 300-yard game for the first time all year, and really it was on the strength of a second half. Like they didn't do much at all in the start of this game. So Coleman's got the best yards receiving in the league for the week so far. There's two more games tonight, so we'll see about that. Whether that, you know, that holds with Baltimore and Tampa and the Chargers and the Cardinals playing tonight. And Allen has the most yards passing in the league this week. Again, save for these two games that are coming up tonight. So that's not so bad. So I'm encouraged by that because it's the first time out of the wrapper with Amari Cooper in the lineup. And he didn't play a lot. I would expect that to change maybe as soon as this coming week in Seattle as he's, what's the phrasing they're using? Onboarded fully.
There's a word.
Just gets you know, fully familiar, and they are able to maybe do more things with him. I liked a lot what they looked like as this game finished. So, more than just outclassed. Like, I'm encouraged because the passing game has been a real concern, I think, for real reasons. And they addressed that with the trade last week. And first time out of the box, yeah, it took a while, but they got there. I mean, their best passing game of the year.
You know, I'm curious about the Ravens tonight. I guess the Chargers a little bit. I think, man, 7 games in already, and that's almost halfway through the season. And it's been mostly, well, yes or no. Certainly in the last 3 weeks. Like, it's been mostly what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, the Cooper trade kind of covered that up. And they won the Jet game, but it was still just like, this isn't looking like it's in rhythm, and I don't know. I don't know what I have here. The most encouraging thing to me about the Bills this year, before what I'm about to say, has been that you know with Allen what the ceiling is. Like, you know that there is a ceiling, you know, a high point that can match almost anybody. Maybe not even almost. And so the whole year it's always been get in, and then on those particular days, maybe it's 3, maybe it's 4, however you keep winning, that you sort of get there, you get your bounces, and you get one. That's kind of this year for me. But there's also, I think, I would say anyway, and this is debatable, going into tonight, that I think in terms of the conference, it starts with the division, but I think in terms of the conference, I don't think I'm really that far behind anybody, you know? And you could use the whole league if you want, but the Chiefs, it's ironic because the Chiefs are 6-0, but they still just cannot really run away from anybody. I don't mean that to be critical. Like, that's at San Francisco. You win there by 10. You did a good job.
Right.
And they have injuries too.
But Mahomes did almost nothing in the passing
game. They look so beatable. It's a trap, probably. Yeah. This is last year's playoffs, quintessentially, as well. The Bills have beaten them 3 times in the last 3 years. Like, I just don't think, I would never say they can't beat the Chiefs. I would just never say that. I would push back against anybody mm-hmm. who wants to say that.
Me too.
And then what? Right? Like, Houston, I don't think is great. They lose yesterday. The Bills played them very close. Baltimore is probably the second best team, if not the best team, in the AFC, but I don't know, like, every week is different, and we'll see what they can do at Tampa. They have been really lighting it up recently, but who knows? Like, Pittsburgh and what's happened to the Jets and the Dolphins, man, it is there. I mean, no matter how good you think, it really doesn't matter how good they've looked. You know, eye test stuff, it really doesn't matter.
They've got the right record.
They've got the record they need. They've got the lead, and they're healthy enough. You know, where I think it's like still their real team, as opposed to like a New Orleans or somebody that's just mm-hmm, kind of like mm-hmm. destroyed already. So, you know, if you think of it all as a horse race and the Bills are like the second or the third favorite in the horse race and you're almost halfway through it And I think you're fine. Like, you haven't been, you know, whatever horse racing terms you want. You're not walled off, or you're just not sort of blocked from getting there. I think it's so far so good.
Yeah, there's wow. I don't have to stick with the horse racing metaphor, but like the Chiefs have gotten out fast, and they are the kind of team that could go wire to wire. It's not like, you know, they don't have to sag, but you know they haven't looked great. And that cuts both ways, because you can think that, you know, on one hand, they haven't looked great, so they're vulnerable. That's what led me to, you know, pick San Francisco yesterday. Like, they'll get theirs tomorrow or Sunday in San Francisco, and they didn't, even though they really didn't look good again. And so, you know, they're catchable, but on the other hand, you've already got two losses, and they're just out there 6-0. It's kind of annoying that... That was should have been a tougher game. I'd say it was easy for them, but really, by the, I don't know, when that game gets to the fourth quarter, I felt like the Chiefs were just kind of cruising. And Mahomes didn't do, again, through the air. He made that great run and then just punched that in, literally punched it. I mean, just ruined a DB at the goal line there. Like, we all love when Allen does that sort of physical stuff, message sending and all that. Here's Mahomes. He's just like, dude, I'm looking at the bottom of your cleats. Standing there in the end zone. The dude's just legs up in the air. But they don't look, you know, uncatchable, but they've got the right record too. I mean, they've got the best record you can have. And that makes it tough, but I still feel like it's there, because they could lose the way they're playing. They could lose any game they play, the Chiefs. And I would say the same about the Bills. You know, like, I feel good about a 3-game lead or 3.5 game lead. Why wouldn't you? But
yeah,
I don't
two
know.
And a half.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's to stop you from, you know, stubbing your own toe? Sure. But man, if I can just get KC to lose, that's why yesterday annoyed me so much with them in San Francisco. Is like, look, I'm not expecting the Bills to necessarily run the table until they see the Chiefs, but it's in the window. And I just need a Chief loss before they come here. And I've got a mid-season or a little after mid-season meeting that is as juicy as it gets.
Well, what do you think the odds are? Like, you say they can lose to anybody. They're going to Vegas next. Could they lose to Vegas? They did last year.
They could. The way they're playing right now on offense, they could, yeah, they could lose to, I mean that, they could lose to anyone.
All right.
I don't know that I'm
enjoy your 10 points.
I don't know that I'm picking them, but
enjoy your plus 10.
That's what they've got.
Minshew.
Yeah.
Minshew's probably, you know, better for the Raiders in the present.
Yeah.
Then they host Tampa and Denver before they come here. Pretty good chance at 9-0.
Yeah.
I bet it's better than 50-50 that they're 9-0 coming into this game. Do you want that? Maybe? No.
No.
That's cool, though.
It is. Like, I won't be mad about it. It might be just annoying. Those don't have to be synonymous.
We are almost... Go ahead. Sorry. I couldn't wait to say it.
Go ahead.
We are almost to the point, and the Bills are at 5-2 in this conversation. It's not just wish casting that... We're talking about like the standings in the playoffs, and so you said like it's 6-0, Buffalo 5-2. Here's Kansas City the rest of the way. Here's how big that game is with them. If you want to talk about like,
yep,
top of the charts, Vegas, Bucks, Broncos. I mean, you wouldn't take 8-1 if you were Kansas City.
No,
you would try for 9-0.
No, I'm gonna hope like hell for 8-1, but yeah, I wouldn't sign for it right now.
Then they come here and you have them on ties if you win. If you lose, and see, the Bills are 8-2, they win all these games.
Mm-hmm.
Possible, not as likely as Kansas City doing it. Two road games. Seattle, yep, is a 3-point game.
Yeah,
but say you get to 8-2, Kansas City 9-0, and you win 9-1, 9-2, right? Kansas City from there goes to Carolina, Vegas again,
mm-hmm,
Chargers at home,
mm-hmm,
at Cleveland.
Mm, God,
like. They win here. We're talking about undefeated.
Yeah.
Then it's Houston at Pittsburgh at Denver to wrap. Like 15-2?
I guess I didn't get annoyed enough last night when they came through and beat San Francisco to look at their schedule, but now that, and maybe for my own health, I'm glad I didn't, because it's making me more frustrated that they got by in that game yesterday.
The schedule kind of fell right for them. Remember how the Bills went to Cincinnati last year and lost, and it was right in the window where Burrow was healthy? Mm-hmm. They could have played him early, could have played Browning late, but no, you got the Bengals. The luck was you got the Bengals when Burrow was healthy and you got beat. And so that stuff happens. But they get Baltimore and Cincinnati, Kansas City, right away at home and win those games. Both super tough. Like, the Bengals should have won. There was a penalty at the end. The Bengals should have beaten the Chiefs like they've done before. So then you have Atlanta, the Chargers, the Saints, and now the Niners. I mean, so much of the hard part of their schedule is behind them. It's almost true of the Bills,
kind of
too.
Like the Bills, yeah.
But the Bills have that section with the Chiefs and San Francisco and Detroit.
And then Detroit.
Rams in there, too, if you want that.
Yeah.
And then they end kind of favorably. I don't know what to do with the Jets anymore. I just got to shut up. I mean, what am I going to say this time about them? They ended up getting run over.
Hey, they got Reddick back.
So?
That's all. That's
good.
It.
That's funny.
That's all you got.
I never cared about him.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a game to talk about. Last night,
yeah.
Like, is Pittsburgh? What did Pittsburgh do? I guess tomorrow at 3 we find out in the reverse AFC power rankings.
Right.
But I got to stop on them too.
I might want to ease off on Cincinnati's going to just pass them and all that. I mean, that was really impressive. Like, if you want to be impressed that the Bills beat the Jets, you got to be just as impressed, if not more impressed, that's what Wilson and the Steelers did to them last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little like the Bills game yesterday. Like, not the Bills Jets game, but the Bills Titans game. Steelers, like, you know, that it's not their game, they're behind, but you know, they get the late touchdown in the first half, and then like the Jets just never scored again. What did the Bills do? The Bills held the Jets to a field goal, I think, in the second half. Yesterday they never scored at all against Pittsburgh.
The Jets missed two field goals, right? And they missed one last night, didn't they?
They got one blocked. I remember I saw a block. Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, 5-2, and the sun is out. We'll look for your calls next at 803-0550. How impressed? What are you worried about? Anything along these sort of lines? We will talk to Eric Wood at 5 today. He wanted some more time to prepare.
That's what it was?
Okay. So he'll be on at 5 instead of the usual 4 o'clock. Sean McDermott is scheduled to speak at 4. If that happens and we can carry that, I think. You want?
Sure, we can. Yeah,
it's a choice.
I'm here for that.
Okay. Again, the number 803-0550. It is Football Monday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.